Some scientists at Dow Chemical in Midland plan to spend some of their break time next month watching TV coverage of the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. But they've got more than the usual rooting interest in one of the game's more obscure sports. Jay Tudor is standing in a nondescript laboratory deep inside the warren of buildings that make up the massive Dow Chemical complex in Midland. He's watching a large machine shake and rattle something that looks like a miniature sleigh.
It's a very violent ride when you put a GoPro camera on the bottom of a sled and watch what actually happens in a given run. It's startling how much activity and action and movement there is, particularly on a rough track like Lake Placid.
Tudor is a member of Dow's research and development team, and he's talking about the sport of luge. Luge is the fastest of the Olympic sled sports. Lying flat on their backs, riders plummet down a nearly mile-long tube of ice at speeds approaching 90 miles an hour. Dow has been designing sleds for USA Luge for the past 7 years. That effort is apparently paying off. Last weekend, Kate Hansen became the first American to win a World Cup luge event since 1997, and she did it on a sled designed by Dow. Team USA has also picked up 2 silver medals at pre-Olympic events this winter. Scott Burr is another Dow R&D scientist. He says the challenge is designing a luge sled that will be comfortable for the rider.
Well, they don't get tense. They let the sled run. And when you let the sled run and you hit your marks, you get the times you're looking for.
Time is very important in a sport where the difference between winning Olympic gold and finishing fourth and missing the podium altogether can be a matter of just hundredths of a second. Duncan Kennedy is a former 3-time U.S. Olympian. As the technical manager for USA Luge, he's helped Dow design the new sled. He says the new sled balances the need for speed and control, which he says is the essence of luge.
If you've got a sled that's nervous and jumpy and you can't relax, you will never, ever be fast on that.
Being fast is obviously the goal. Being fast is also what makes luge one of the deadliest Olympic sports. Since luge became an Olympic sport 50 years ago, 2 men have died at the Games, including 4 years ago at the Vancouver Games. Georgian athlete Nodar Komarichvili died when he crashed on a training run. Olympic officials shortened the 2010 course after the accident and designed a slower course for Sochi. But former Olympian Duncan Kennedy doesn't blame the track.
I hate to say it, but most of the issue with Nodar's death was his fault to a large degree.
Kennedy says the Georgian was not experienced enough and was going too fast. But Scott Burr with the Dow design team says the danger is on the minds of the Dow chemical scientists.
It is on your mind every second of every design cycle. And so that adds, you know, probably a level of over-engineering.
But Burr says the riders are fearless. The prototypes get tested in Lake Placid, New York, where he says members of the USA Luge team climb into previously untested prototype sleds just to see how fast they can slide down the track.
As crazy as this seems to us, it looks like a very dangerous sport. And amongst themselves, you'll hear the words, we consider this a very safe sport. It's a very safe sport. We can crash and get up and go back, you know, a few minutes later and run again.
Dow scientists are busy now designing the next generation sled for the USA Luge team. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.